You want to make sure that you're moving forward and you're not waiting. You know, one of the biggest mistakes people make in these cases is they wait. They wait for the social worker to do the right thing. They wait for, something good to happen. They wait, and I'm religious. I don't want to put, religion down. But, a lot of people tell me, hey, I'm praying and God will come through for us. Ready to take some more calls, Erin?
Yes, we have Deborah, California. Oh, no, excuse me, West Virginia. Deborah from West Virginia.
Yes.
Are you there? Hi.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I was wanting to tell a story and ask a question.
Go for it.
There you go.
Okay, I had custody of my four grandchildren for a whole year. I bought another house and I moved into it, and they know the house needed to be fixed up. In March, they came in and they took the kids, give them to my son. He keeps them a week. They take him back. And he said, well, I want my mom to have my kids because I got medical problems that I have to get straightened out. So they tell him whenever he went to sign them back over to me that he had no right to be his kid. Took them, put them in foster care, kept them in foster care for a week, and a mother that ain't been in their life for 4 years now has three of the children. But they're holding the oldest boy in CPS custody. A six-year-old kid. Holding him in custody and won't let no one have it. And they're nitpicking at me because the kids had too many clothes and the house was cluttered because it was winter time. Four kids inside the house. I got a lawyer. I feel like he's not doing much to help get my babies back. It is just too many kids in West Virginia that's been taken and put in foster home because the governor is paying $5,000 for every kid that gets taken and put in foster care. It is 700 kids in Wyoming County alone in foster care in the last 6 months.
How many? Yes, how many kids did you say in the last 6 months?
700 children in Wyoming County have been taken in the last 6 months and put in foster care. They're nitpicky. They have told lies on me. They have told lies to me. They've lied on my son, on my lawyer, or they told my lawyer lies. I don't know what else to do. They need to come down here and investigate this corrupt CPS office.
Do you have your grandchildren in your custody?
No, I don't. They're in foster care. Well, one of them is in foster care.
Where are the rest of them?
And the rest of them is with the mother, and the mother has not been in the kid's life for 4 years. They are holding one kid in foster care because he was supposed to be hitting the three-year-old. I said, well, he didn't do that at my house when I had him for a year.
Now, are you still trying to get the children back in your custody?
I am trying hard to get them. I got reference letters. I paid $4,000 for a lawyer. The house that I bought to move the children in, my boyfriend put $5,000 in it. They said when we got the house fixed up, they'd come out and look at it, and they would place the children back with me. And now they're just using scoop after scoop, and they're nitpicking at me. And I don't know what else to do to get my babies back. My lawyer is telling me to wait until the mother messes up, and then we will go fight for full custody of the kids.
Well, what about that child that's in foster care and not with the mother?
I don't know. They're not. They won't tell nobody nothing. They said that they're holding him is what I heard CPS say. They just said he's in foster care, he's doing good, that he's fine. And I don't know why the mother don't have him. They said because she said that she couldn't handle him. And he's hitting the three-year-old, but he's got a sensory disability. I don't understand what that is yet. I was just starting to get the kids in counseling, or trying to get CPS to get the kids in counseling. The whole year that I had them, then at the last minute, they finally did get them in counseling.
How old is that child that's in foster care?
He is 6 years old.
Okay. So what I would suggest is that you sit down with your attorney, come up with a strategy to get that child out of foster care and placed in your care.
Well, I have been trying to do that, but my lawyer is telling me to just wait until the mother messes up, and then I can have all four of the kids. He will help me get all four of the kids.
Well, right. Well, I mean, that's a good strategy if they were all with the mother, but one of them's not even with the mother, so why would you wait till the mother messes up?
Well, I don't want to wait. I will take him right now. I've been trying to get him. My lawyer is trying to find out why they're holding the kid.
Well, you know, if you were in California, you could just file, you know, what they call a 388 petition or some type of motion to get the child placed with you. Can you do that? Has your lawyer told you can do that in West Virginia?
No, my lawyer ain't told me much of anything. He really hasn't.
Well, you know, email him. Ask him, you know, is there anything that you can do affirmatively to get the six-year-old placed with you? It's really important because, you know, if the child is out of your care or out of the parent's care for a certain amount of time, you know, you could lose the child, custody to the child forever. So you want to make sure that you're moving forward and you're not waiting. You know, one of the biggest mistakes people make in these cases is they wait. They wait for the social worker to do the right thing. They wait for, you know, something good to happen. They wait, you know, and I'm religious. I don't want to put, you know, religion down. But, you know, a lot of people tell me, hey, you know, I'm praying and God will come through for us. And that's not necessarily true.
No, it's not, because I have been praying.
Right. Well,
and
keep praying, but you got to come up with a plan for the courtroom.
Yeah.
Okay? And come up with a plan with your attorney to get that six-year-old. You know, if you get the six-year-old, here's a strategy for you. If you get the six-year-old placed with you, it'll be easy to get the other children that are placed with the mother if she messes up. Because you already have one of the children with you. And if the six-year-old is placed with you, maybe the children need to visit each other, and maybe, you know, you'll get those children, you know, you'll get to see those children when they're visiting the six-year-old that would be in your custody, and maybe there would be weekend overnight visits for them, you know, so that the visitation would be going back and forth. But you'd also benefit from that because you would at least have the custody of the six-year-old.
Yeah, my lawyer is going to check on it.
2 minutes.
Can't do nothing by Monday, then I'm going to request my $4,000 back and hire me another lawyer that I feel like will do something.
You know, there is someone in West Virginia that wanted to hire a lawyer, couldn't find a private lawyer. And I belong to an organization, it's called the Trial Lawyers College, and it was founded by Jerry Spence. But anyway, we have a Facebook group, and I put out there a request for a lawyer to do a juvenile case in West Virginia. You know, kind of a long shot, but somebody answered. If you call me next week, I'll look that up and see who that was, and I'll give you his name and number, and maybe you can talk to him if things don't work out with your lawyer, okay?
Okay.
You know what? I appreciate that you called and that you listened, Deborah, all the way from West Virginia. I know you're 3 hours ahead of us. It's 7:45 here on the West Coast. So I really appreciate that. Why don't you call back in about 3 or 4 weeks and give us an update on what's happened in your case. And, you know, let us see what's going on. You know, we're going to be taking another break right now. This is The Secret, How to Fight Child Protective Services. We'll be back right after these messages.